This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Texas wildfires.
We had to watch as our neighborhood burned.
California blizzard.
We have all the food we need. We're all set.
Navalny funeral.
A very heavy police presence.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Dangerous extremes in two parts of the country, a fierce blizzard and deadly wildfires. First, to the Texas Panhandle, where at least two people have been killed and dozens of homes have been destroyed by fires. Jason Allen from CBS Texas has more.
The Smokehouse Creek fire is now the largest in Texas history and has burned more than 1 million acres.
It looked like Armageddon, the end of the world.
In Fritch, Ryan Hightower says she and her family almost didn't make it out of their house in time.
The entire street was engulfed in a matter of seconds.
Her home is among dozens that burned to the ground just in Fritch. Tyler McCain and his family are still trying to figure out what's next.
I want a house.
You want your house?
That was his three-year-old daughter's teary reaction to the sad news.
It's heartbreaking, not just for me and my family, but all the other families.
And now to California, CBS's Carter Evans reports forecasters say up to 12 feet of wind-driven snow could fall over the Sierra Nevada this weekend.
The massive Sierra snowstorm moves in to the Berkeley Central Sierra Snow Lab, lead scientist Andrew Schwartz.
Now we're starting to get those bigger, fluffier snowflakes coming down.
Schwartz says we could see up to 5 inches an hour at the peak of the blizzard.
We're looking at two, potentially 3 days of these very high wind speeds that are going to be blowing the snow around and making conditions outside very dangerous.
Some areas could see more than 10 feet of snow. Grocery store owner Shannon Parrish says she can tell people here in Truckee, California are concerned about the storm by the way they're shopping.
Everyone's stocking up on staples and planning on having enough food for the whole weekend.
Overseas, a funeral today for Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny in Moscow. CBS's Raimi Innocencio.
Alexei Navalny, the face of Russia's opposition movement, laid to rest at 47 years old. His mother claimed Russian authorities withheld his body right after he died. His supporters say funeral directors and even hearse drivers have been threatened from working on today's farewell. This morning, outside the church on the snowy outskirts of Moscow, riot police assembled to put down any protests while barriers lined the perimeter.
In Gaza, Israel is defending itself against Palestinian allegations that its forces massacred hungry civilians yesterday. More than 100 people died when soldiers opened fire at a crowded food convoy. CBS's Imtiaz Tayeb.
At Gaza City's barely functioning hospitals, doctors told CBS News the majority of the dead were from gunshot wounds. We ran towards the food aid, says eyewitness Anwar Helwa. The Israeli soldiers then started firing at us, and so we left the food and ran. There's been widespread global condemnation of the attack, which Palestinian leaders are calling a heinous massacre.
Israel says many of the dead were trampled in a crush for the food aid, and troops only fired when they felt endangered by the crowd. Back here at home, correspondent Nancy Cordes has more on the southern border visits yesterday by former President Trump and President Biden.
This is a Joe Biden invasion.
In Eagle Pass, Donald Trump slammed President Biden for rolling back his executive orders, noting that illegal crossings hit a record last year.
So we had remained in Mexico. Remember that? We released them in Mexico.
We need to act. It's time for the speakers and some of my Republican friends in Congress who are blocking this bill to show a little spine.
In Brownsville, Mr. Biden accused Trump of sinking a tough new bipartisan deal that the White House hammered out with senators last month.
Here's what I would say to Mr. Trump. Instead of telling members of Congress to block this legislation, join me, or I'll join you in telling the Congress to pass this bipartisan border security bill. We can do it together.
A new report's just out on the state of Black America, assessing economic and social factors. Blacks give a score of 76, with 100 being considered full equality. Mark Morial, the president of the National Urban League, on CBS Mornings.
We look at 300 data sets. Those data sets include everything from unemployment rates, death rates, health insurance pickup rates. When we put them all together, they are in an index. And so the comparative would be, let's look at family income. Median family income for blacks, maybe $45,000, maybe for whites, $75,000. That 75% represents a little bit of a change, but at that rate, we're 180 years away from parity.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
The Senate gave final passage to a short-term spending measure to head off a government shutdown. Democratic leader Chuck Schumer.
I thank my colleagues for working together. It's good we're not shutting down. And now let us finish the job of funding the government so we don't have to do this again.
This measure, which President Biden has said he'll sign, keeps some agencies running for a week, the rest through March 22nd. The federal judge overseeing former President Trump's classified documents case is expected to set a trial date today.
Prosecutors are suggesting a July trial date. That is sure to be opposed by Trump and his fellow co-defendants.
Legal analyst Lori Levinson, the Trump team, has proposed August 12th instead. The Massachusetts Air National Guardsman accused of leaking highly classified military documents on social media is expected to plead guilty in his federal case on Monday. Jack Teixeira had previously pleaded not guilty to 6 criminal counts, each punishable by up to 10 years in prison. Well, CBS's Nicole Skanga has more on a cyber attack that hit one of the nation's largest healthcare companies, disrupting prescription orders at many pharmacies.
Change Healthcare says it processes 15 billion transactions annually, touching 1 in 3 U.S. patient records.
This cyber attack has affected every hospital in the country one way or another.
John Rigi is a national advisor at the American Hospital Association.
These are threats to life.
A Russian-speaking ransomware group known as Black Hat claimed responsibility, alleging they stole more than 6 terabytes of data, including sensitive medical records.
College basketball sensation Caitlin Clark has said she'll pass on her final season of eligibility and will leave Iowa for the WNBA. The Indiana Fever have the top pick in the draft and intend to select Clark.
If you're constantly on the hunt for a good deal, then you need Rakuten. Rakuten is the smartest way to save money when you shop because members get cash back at over 3,500 stores across every category, including fashion, beauty, electronics, home essentials, traveling, dining, and more. You're already shopping at your favorite stores. Why not save while you're doing it? It's a no-brainer. Get the Rakuten app now and join the 17 million members who are already saving. Cashback rates change daily. See Rakuten.com for details. That's Rakuten. Your cashback really adds up.
A piece of TV history is being auctioned off.
What looks good tonight?
The ice cream parlor booth where Tony, Carmella, and AJ Soprano may have eaten their last supper is for sale. Holston's in Bloomfield, New Jersey is getting rid of the piece of TV gangland history to make room for renovation of the 60-year-old shop. The deal includes seats, the table, divider wall, and the Soprano family plaque, but not the jukebox.
Onion rings. Special estate, far as I'm concerned.
Bids on eBay have surpassed $63,000. The auction ends Monday. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
No more $1 hot dog nights at Philadelphia Phillies baseball games. The team has replaced them with two buy one, get one dates. At just a dollar apiece, some fans threw hot dogs all over the ballpark last season. That's the roundup produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
It was the biggest scandal in pop music. The stars of Milli Vanilli, the Grammy-winning multi-platinum R&B phenomenon, were exposed as frauds. But none of this was their idea. So whose idea was it? Enter German music producer Frank Farian. He saw the success of acts like Michael Jackson and Prince, and he wanted in, no matter the cost. So he devised the perfect pop heist. Two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? They couldn't sing. But Frank knew just how to fix that. Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's greatest controversies and takes a never-before-heard look at the exploitation of two young Black artists. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when the truth came out, Rob and Fab were the only ones who got burned. Looking back now, it's hard not to wonder, why did everyone blame them and not the man pulling the strings? Follow Blame It on the Fame, Milli Vanilli, on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, and I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
So what do people get when they listen to The Late Show Pod Show? Let's sell this thing.
The extended moments, for sure, because we run out of time for broadcast, but we have plenty of time on the podcast.
It's kind of like being a live audience member of the show because you get things that no one else hears. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.
Nancy's love story could have been ripped right out of the pages of one of her own novels.
She was a romance mystery writer who happens to be married to a chef.
But this story didn't end with a happily ever after.
When I stepped into the kitchen, I could see that Chef Brophy was on the ground and I heard somebody say, call 911.
As writers, we'd written our share of murder mysteries. So when suspicion turned to Dan's wife, Nancy, we weren't that surprised.
The first person they look at would be the spouse.
We understand that's usually the way they do it.
But we began to wonder, had Nancy gotten so wrapped up in her own novels?
There are murders in all of the books.
That she was playing them out in real life? You can listen to Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy, early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.